Yeah, I would say once the training camp ended, for them, I was kind of, there was that long gap between, from contact to contact, and, it goes through your mind like, okay, maybe this won't happen, so you do start looking towards the future, but, in my mind, I always knew that it was still an option, so I wanted to, stay in shape, and just in case the call did come, and, I'm happy it did.
What's it like being out there with the likes of B.J. Raji and, all those big guys down there, and now you're here as part of the team?
It's unreal. Yeah, I was talking, with B.J. the other day, telling him, I've been a Packers fan my whole life and watching him, for the past 3 years. And, now to be out there with him and, learning from those guys, Jarrell and C.J., it's, Pickett, it's a great experience.
Your family kind of amped up for this? I mean, what's the family saying?
When I called my mom, she's, kind of a, I guess, worry war and stuff like that, high intensity. So she was, in shock a little bit. She at first she thought I was kidding. And I was like, no, mama, I wouldn't joke about something like this. But, yeah, dad's happy. Just everyone, they're all Packer fans. They grew up here, too. So they're all real happy, too.
What do you take out of your first, it was a short, but what did you take out of your first? Did you learn anything from that, or was that beneficial in any way?
As far as the mini camp?
Yeah.
That was just a great way to, get my feet wet and get acclimated to the NFL tempo. And, now coming back, I was, not say once I was in there, I was used to it, but, it kind of gave me some idea of what to expect coming back. So,
did you feel from that point and to now that you do belong, though, on this level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I left the mini camp, I thought so. It was just a matter of they, didn't have enough room, and some other guys, stepped up and did more to make it. So, leaving there, I definitely thought I belonged, and now hopefully I get another shot to prove that.
No doubt you were staying in shape as you were, a strength and conditioning coach and a defensive coordinator. So, I mean, that part of it, was it really easy to stay involved in football since you were surrounded by it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, coaching the D-line, at Stevens Point, it was, a great way to stay in the game. And then strength and conditioning, you're in the weight room every day, and, I was able to work out a couple hours a day and, stay in shape as far as conditioning was concerned. So it was cool.
And they had an understanding that if this were to pop up, I'm gone?
Yeah. In the interview, that topic came up, and I told them the situation, and, they said that they were fine with it. Coach Jarnell is a great man, and, he said, I'm not going to be one to take you away from that opportunity. So, as soon as I got the call, I talked with him, and, they were all excited, and, here I am.
What's the big difference in your mindset from being at the mini camp and now being on the practice squad during a regular season?
It's kind of the same mindset with the mini camp, and now it's just a day-by-day thing. You can't take anything for granted, and, you could be here one day and gone tomorrow, and I understand that, and that's how, I attack each day and each practice, because, you never know what's going to happen, so you got to give it your all, and so it's pretty much the same, I would say.
So this and Southwest undefeated in conference and in the playoffs, could there be a better month for a Trojan grad?
I don't think so. Yeah, when I found out they won conference, I was pretty happy. And, to get this call on top of it, it was, it's definitely been a good week for Southwest, that's for sure.